Okay, hopefully we'll finish the Mishnah Sofrim tonight. We're up to Tzadi Sofit, or in the Lashon of the Torah terminology, Tzadi Pshuta, because the leg goes straight down. Okay, yeah, Roshea Kama B'Shakfufa, the Tzadi Sofit, the top looks just like the regular Tzadi. It's also a combination of a yud and a nun. However, whereas the other one is a regular nun, the tzadi sofit is made up of a nun sofit and a yud. V'ach minun pshuta. So you have a nun sofit and then with a yud coming out of the side. Akein gufa pashur kuma os nun pshuta. V'shir orka sheteret amata midibuk haroshim lechatchile b'kdeshe roi lasa tzadi kfufa. So like we said with all the sofits, The only difference is supposed to be how you formulate the same material, basically. And you should be able to swing it around, swing it right, swing it left, so that you could turn, should be long enough that it theoretically could be turned into a regular tzadi. That's the chadchila. At the point where they meet, all you need is a little bit more than that, b'di'evet, that it should be Kamala os ktana, like the size of a yud, and that bidiyavid would be good enough. Havayim lo nishar kamala yud, if you don't even have that, tsarech iyan. So, I think we said yesterday, that we said that same thing by the tzadi sofit and the face sofit, even if it's not as long as it's supposed to be, bidiyavid, it's okay. As opposed to the chaf sofit, if it's not as long as it's supposed to be, it's going to be possible, because then it turns into a dalet. Here you don't have that fear, it's not turning into any other letter. So if there the yud, here you see the yud that's attached to the nun sofit, the yud has a head and then it's a skinny line. What if the whole thing would be as fat as the head? So we discussed that already by Aleph, we discussed that by many of the letters, that is going to be possible. And according to the Prima Gadim, the Mishnah Berurah does not even have a tzura so os, and you couldn't go back later and fix it. Like we said yesterday, if there's a separation between the yud and the nun, they're not attached, that's a much bigger problem than a regular letter. It's always going to be puzzle, it has to be one piece, but here it's going to be a bigger problem because it's going to look like two different letters. And when it looks like two different letters, it's even worse than when it looks like one broken letter. And if the two are touching, it's also complicated. We'll get there by the shin, where it's discussed at length.
It's supposed to be touching, what?
No, I mean on top, when the top's touching.
Right. Okay,
that's tzadi pshuta. Now we're up to kuf. Tzuras os kuf. Ye gaga shove. The top should be flat. V'tag katan tzurach lios agaga b'tzad small. Top left, there should be a little tag, a little antenna. Al ponea lechatchila. V'yase hakot da kedei shlo yikalka b'zeh tzmunas hakuf. If you're going to have a thick tag on top, you will have created a lamed. We don't want a lamed, we want half a kuf, and therefore you make sure that it's very, very thin. The Gemara says that line over there, it's tzadi kuf reish, it faces the reish, it's miramez, it teaches us the reish stands for the rishoyim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns to the rishoyim and encourages them to do tshuva, and tells them if they do tshuva, then they will get this tag, which represents a crown. Okay, v'sefer ma'aseh rokeach kasev d'mitamze yatik ha-tag mikzei ha-gag. We don't put it all the way at the end, says the rokeach, we indent it a little bit so that it help it not look like a lamed, because we do not want it to look like a lamed. V'yirecha hayimanis tzricha liot lemata kafuf hetev l'tzad regel small. It has to swing around on the bottom. Kumo tzuras kuf kfufa, like a regular kuf that swings down on the bottom. But whereas a kuf, the top and the bottom are supposed to be even and meet. Here, ach shetiyek tzor harbe min agag. Here, we don't want the bottom to go all the way out to the top, right? Because we need room for the leg of the kuf. So we're just supposed to go down and rest on the floor slightly. The regular smallest luyaba, and then we have a left leg hanging there, right? Only the hay and the kuf. They are the only two letters. The Gemara tells us where they have a piece that's hanging, and the letters are not fully attached. V'ketzuras nun pshuta. So that leg of the kuf is like a nun sofit. Ach bashek tarmat. It's a little bit smaller, shorter than the nun kufa. Nun pshuta. The al kein tia rosh avu mismaz velech kamo benun. Just like a nun really has the form of a zayin, you should do the same thing over here. Velo yachikenu lechatchila min agag yosem ovi agag. You should not put it too far away from the top. It should have a slight slantus nun sofit, which is making up the left leg of the kuf, should slant slightly to the right. Make sure that it's not touching. It can't be touching anywhere, because the Gemara tells us not touching. There should be enough distance between the leg of the kuf and the top of the kuf that if you're getting aliyah and you're standing there, you could tell very clearly that it's two pieces and not one piece. It shouldn't be super close that you have to look really close and see, is it touching, is it not touching, I'm not sure. It has to be clearly not touching. So just like we said, by the hay, it's supposed to be corresponding to the end of the roof, not indented. So just like we said, by the hay, if the little leg is touching on top or on the side, or it's indented, so we'll go look at letter hey, what we said over there, and that is relevant over here. So even if it only, I think the picture here is wrong. I don't know, maybe you have the right picture. Even if it's only a little letter, here they don't show you any little letters. They say they do, but they don't. You have, yeah, you do. Yeah. If you have a little, if it's a little, it only goes down slightly like a yud, that's going to be good enough. Fine. Good. That is the letter kuf. Now, the kuf, just what it doesn't say over here, the kuf is basically made up sort of a kaf and a nun sofit. And the nun is like an elongated zayin. The Ogur says that it's like a kaf and a vav. Instead of having a zayin over there, it should be a long vav. The minig is to do it like a zayin. And the Bir Halacha over here brings down a Radvaz who wants to say that even if it's more like a resh and it's not really firmly planted on the bottom, b'di'eved, that would also be okay. A resh and a zayin. Mm-hmm. Like that. Okay. That's kuf. Now we're up to resh. Gaga shove lechatchila. Okay, the top should be flat. You have to make sure that it's round on the top right. Otherwise, it's going to look like a dalet. If we're not sure if it's round or straight, if it's a reish or a dalet, we show it to a child and let him decide. The leg of the reish should be short. Why? Because it's too long. It shouldn't look like a kaf safit. The gago orach ka orach beis. The gag should be as long as the top of the beis. If it's too short, it's going to look like a vav. But do you have it again? If you have a safik, you show it to a child. Also, regel resh katzar kumo yud. And if the regel, the foot, the leg of the resh is short, like only the size of a yud, dai bezeh b'diavet. Then that would be good enough, b'diavet. I think we once said that. That's provided that a child will read it as a resh, I believe. Okay. Shin. Yeshla shlosha roshim. So the shin has three heads. Rosha rishon im yorech hanimshach menu ke'in vav. The first one on the right is like a vav, a slanted vav. Upane kape mala ksas. And it's going to be facing up, right? We said whenever you have tagin, where the tagin or not is going to be facing up. And the second one's a little bit shorter. It's like more like a yud. And also faces up. And on the second head of the shin, there's a little ukit, a little antenna. And the third regal should be like a vertical zion. All of the shatnitz gates that get tagin, the tagin around the left leg, and the left leg is like a zayin. And make sure that the three heads do not touch each other. The left one is supposed to be the chatzila vertical. The yamshich elav ayarach min harosh rishon b'shipur lamata ad makom chulo. The erach harosh hasheni gamkin yamshich b'shipur l'tzatzma lamata ad shishosh harosh mechuban lamata b'makom echad. So I have a vertical. Start with vertical zayin on the left, and then the second one they call the yud, the third one they call the vav, and they are all supposed to meet at the bottom of the zayin. So the shin is meeting at one point. And this is based on the Gemara. The Gemara says, the Gemara shin represents sheker, and tof represents emes. And they point out that all the letters of sheker, shin, kuf, resh, they're not standing on anything firm. They're all standing on a point. The resh is a point, the kuf is a point, and the shin, that's how we learn out, is also a point, because sheker does not stand. As opposed to emes, aleph, mem, and tof, there's a whole discussion over there in the Gemara. Shabbos, Kuf, Dalet, and Aleph, MS, they all are firmly, each letter is firmly planted on the ground. Okay, Bidyevet, if a person made a shin, you know, like with a bottom, so the Prima Gadim has a Tzarech in on that.
Uh-huh. It's not necessarily kosher.
If there's a crack in the letter, it's not fully attached like it's supposed to be. So we said as long as it's possible, but as long as a child will recognize it as a shin, it can be fixed later. The bottom of the shin should not be wide. The lower gosh should not be rounded. Elachad, it should be pointy. They're all standing on one point, just like the kuf and the resh. Those are the other two letters of the word sheker. Here it is. B'di'evet, if you made a flat bottom of the shin, so then the Prima Gadim leaves it with a tzarchim. In kosev shin shel aba'a roshim psula. If you made a four-headed shin, which is what we have on our shell rosh, but that doesn't come up here for some reason. I don't know why. I would think it's significant, but the Mishabur does not. So a four-headed shin puzzle. Now, so how do you correct it? Velo dai begreiros rosh achas. You can't just erase one leg of the shin to create a three-legged shin, because that's choktochos. That's kashering a letter, basically creating a proper letter by erasing. We're not allowed to do that. That's choktochos. We have to create letters by writing, not by erasing. And tzarech levato osla shlima. You have to get rid of the whole word, the whole letter. That's not 100% accurate necessarily. That's a whole discussion, how much you have to get rid of. But you have to basically be mevatel the letter and then recreate the letter by writing, not by erasing. With tefillin and mezuzim, kosev lacharea, ein moel tikkun, davei shelo kesidron. By tefillin and mezuzim, you can't have a problem, because when you go and mevatel the shin, so then you can't recreate a shin later, because it's out of order. That's based on the Pri Chadosh and Eben Ezra, the Prima Gadim and his Psicha, and the Ledovit Emes. And other achronim as well. Delokem kemaharikash, but not like the maharikash. The maharikash, based on the footnote over here, and those other, wants to say that, so we said when the ikar tsura of the letter is there, you can go back later and fix it. There's no problem of shelo kesidron. Assuming you could fix it easily, not, if you have to destroy the letter to fix it, then obviously you can't do that, because that would be out of order. So the Maharikash wants to say the same rule, supposedly, is what how they understood it, that the same rule that applies to Shelo Kesidron applies to Choktochos. If you have the Tzuras HaLetter, the letter is basically there, so then to touch it up with Choktochos would be okay, according to the Maharikash. But all these other poskim brings down Pri Chodosh, Pri Megadim, Shar Achronim. Right? Everyone disagrees. Mishabura disagrees with that. Okay, he says, no. Your Ikka Tzura Sa'os is enough for Shelo Kesidron, but it is not enough for Chok Tochos. Chok Tochos, you need a full kosher letter. What? Chok Tochos is the erasing. You can't create letters by erasing, you have to create letters by writing. Where the Shulchan Aruch was make, I have a perfectly kosher letter, but There's a problem. The problem is not mukaf gvil. It's not surrounded by klaf, either because it went down onto the bottom of the page, the bottom of the klaf, went to the top of the klaf, or two letters are touching, but each letter looks perfect. It just happened to be touching. So there, the Rosh Hashanah says you can come back later and scratch it away, and that would be okay. Okay? Because there, you're allowed to remove a technical problem of mukaf gvil, that it's not surrounded by klaf, that you can remove with chotochos, with erasing. But you can't kasher a letter. You can't help form the letter through the process of erasing. That has to be done only through writing. Okay, we already discussed that. So we said that also, if it's a straight line instead of a little skinny line with a head on top, so that's going to be puzzle, and according to the Prima Gadim and Mishnah Berurah, it does not have a tzuras of oz, so you can't go back later and fix it. If the heads of the shin are touching, even slightly, it's going to be puzzle. This we discussed with the ayin and the tzadi and the I don't remember what other letters. Many letters had this discussion. What if it's touching in a place where it's not supposed to be? So it's going to be puzzle. The question is why? Is it puzzle because it's not surrounded by klaf? So then, if that's the problem, it's very easy. We just said you could erase. If the whole problem is just that it's not surrounded by klaf, but it's a kosher letter as is, you can just erase the point where it's touching, and you can come back later and do that, and everything is smooth. But if the problem is that it lost its tsurasa os, so then I can't erase. Because erasing now is not just getting rid of a technical problem. It's not surrounded by klaf. The erasing is helping to form the letter. And that's going to be a big problem. You cannot erase to help form the letter. So, Inyan Tikkun, I am a safer mission sovereign, Shikasa, the road post, Kim Sovereign, the Mahani Bezagrera. Because they hold the law, Mikri Nishnan, Surah, so they say, when their heads of the shit are touching, it didn't ruin its Surah. But Raka Chisar, Mishun, Dina Mukokvil, what's the Mukwa, they say? It's not surrounded by klaf. That's a technical problem. That's a side problem. That side problem can be corrected by erasing. That's not a problem of Chotochos. You can come back later and you can erase the point at which it's touching and make it kosher again. However, not everyone agrees to that, and that concludes the Mishnah Berurah v'linira. Acharei d'yesh gamkein harbei me'aposkim shemachmirim b'zeh. And they say the problem over here is not just it's not surrounded by klaf. You lost the tzur of the shin. The tzur of the shin is not where the heads are touching. And therefore it's a much bigger problem. And if that's the case, then you cannot correct it by erasing, and you wouldn't be able to go back later and fix it by tefillah mezuzahs. But the Mishnah is going to be made up by tefillah mezuzahs, b'shas l'chak, ain lak a rep, but tefillah mezuzahs in kus of acharav, tefillah bahani b'hu shel kesidjan. By a sefer Torah, so just erase it and do it again. But by tefillah mezuzah, you can't do that. And therefore, you're going to have to throw the whole parsha, and perhaps all four parshas, into the geniza, and therefore, he's made up by the tefillah mezuzahs, that you can assume the whole problem is a mukav gvil problem. You can correct the problem just by erasing, and that will be fine. Masha'enkin b'sefer Torah tzach levatlo metzuras os u'lashlimo. You should get rid of the mevatel it, whatever, turn it for sure not into a shin, and then rewrite it. Oh, it's tough. Trying to make a seal on our Mishnah Seifrim. Today was the yard site of the Mishnah Berurah.
No.
We didn't make it to Radin, but here we are. Beitar Elit. Here are Torah Bachasidus. All right. Yeah, Gago.
The stock is there, famous Nikar Adin, is that you could be Metakin.
By Tzvon Mezuzah.
Yeah, but it's like the gang of the Mishnah Berurah that he would be Machmir. Nafkamina, that you could ask a Rov when you need. He will go. Maybe a good Rov will go also. To make up.
Well, I mean,
because it makes
once you have when you have these coolers that are very b'shasot chak, yes. When I order my tefillin from the sofer, I don't want his b'shasot chak tefillin. I want his 100% tefillin.
I want to let's say to Rav Ordentlich.
Yeah,
he's not in coming in Yonim and he's looking the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, b'shasot chak. So I ask him. So what I will do? I have such a mezuzah. It's For me, it's like putting the gneiser because you don't want to buy such a mezuzah. Right. But who wants to have such a mezuzah? When I will use, I could always buy another one. I mean, we are not talking here about
right.
Somebody who is so poor and he doesn't have the money in here. And he tells us, so maybe on a place that it's not mechuyev, I mean, they rice in all the chumre.
Fits into and what would you say with tefillin? Put it in Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. Okay,
yeah,
let's try to finish up. We're up to the top. Yeah, God, come have a seat. Join us. Make yourself at home. Yeah, gago im regel yamin kemo dalad. The right side of the tough has to be like a dalad. The regel smolo yesh osim betocha tough kein vav hafucha. It should be like an upside down
vav.
Upside down vav.
That's what we doing.
Yesh osim kein dalad ketan hafucha. Some do an upside down dalad. V'chol makom shalacha rofefes biyad chalacha achar minig. You don't know what to do. You follow the minig. Because it lechatchila. The regel small yagia lamala ki kol osir shlemos guf echad. Okay, it has to go all the way to the top, right? Can't have any breaks in the letter. We know that already. And the left leg is either going to be like a vav or a little bit longer and be more like a dalet, upside down dalet. The regel yamin yekatsa. The right leg should be short. Shemia aroch shemet tizmei letinok lochokim v'tibesh lepei pshuta. It might look like, remember we saw yesterday the funny pei pshuta, where the nose goes out instead of in, so that a kid won't get confused. I can't imagine a kid getting confused, but so a kid should not get confused to make sure that the regal is not too long.
The explanation in this is really it has to be the same length, but EF Charlotte same. So you could be not metzamtzim more short or more long.
So
you're going more on the shorter side.
Better to err on the shorter than the
long. That is according to Rabbi Nachman David Adovich's explanation.
The Yamshich LaRega B'toch HaTov K'dei SheYihyeh Sof Ragla Smali K'neged Sof Gaga V'lo Bolet Sof HaRega L'chutz K'dei SheYuchal Asmech Alei Os Acheres Milamala L'mata.
Okay.
So the bottom left is not starting all the way at the end. And we've had this already a few times. Because if you start all the way at the end, it's going to stick out too much. The next letter you have to move over. And then at the tops of the letter, you're going to have a big space between them. Going to look like it's a separate word on the top. And therefore, we indent the left leg so that the left leg, which goes out on the bottom, should be even Steven with the gag on top. And that way, the next letter goes right next to it. And both, there's no difference in top and bottom. Also, the top we don't want sticking out too much. So you're not supposed to have it jutting all the way out the gag on top. You can always scratch it off because it's a kosher letter as is, just not so pretty, not so great. The only problem would be if you went weiter, you went further, kept writing, and now when you scratch that away, it's going to look like two separate words, and that's going to passel. So b'di'eved, you could be mekel. Im also regular smali katsar kuyud ktana fucha b'tocha tov yesh lomar shenishtane kepei pshuta upsula. If you did a small, instead of a vav, you made it very small, like a pei, so like a yud, so then we say that's like a backwards face of feet, and that's going to be psula. V'afil magag rachav kiflaim kiyerech depei pshuta ein shir l'ragla. Okay, so like we said, chav sofit has to have a very long regel, otherwise it looks like a dalet. By the pei and the tzadi sofit is supposed to be long, so that you can wrap it around and make it look like a regular pei and a regular tzadi, but it's not necessary. Im also regular tof kav shove v'lo bolet sofo l'chutz. I forgot what we said over there. Ayin shom. In regel yemini shel hatov nifsak ve'ein bo rak kimelo yud kosher. If the right leg is very short, it's going to be okay. Ken kosher people call them a psicha, but mashi kosher you really do it in the shar osio. So all letters be'etzem. I mean, it's a very big generalization with a lot of exceptions to the rule, but if the letter is a little bit smaller and is the size of a yud, it generally is okay, unless it makes it look like a different letter. If a child does not recognize it as a proper, if the child sees it as a different letter, it's going to be puzzle. If the child is not sure what letter it is, tzarech ian bazeh. Kol oshish b'safik shema ein ba kishir haroi b'inyan shi psula or shema ein tsuras la b'inyan shi psula. If we're not sure, we have a safik, we show it to the kid. Im yodeh lekos hakelchas haksheira v'ein tzarech tikkun. You don't need to fix it. Aval im yadu alanu she'ein os kelchas. If we know that this letter is halachically wrong, afilu im akilko hazeh nasalach haksiva, even if the problem came later, ein kriyas hatinok mo'eles. It's not going to help to have the kid read it properly. Just because the kid's going to call a certain letter, it has to have a certain surah. If it doesn't have that surah, it's going to be puzzled no matter what. Im yesh hefsek ba'osios ha'pshutos, k'gon vav, v'nun, pshuta, v'chadome, sheyesh hefsek ba'orech ha'os, v'tzorech la'aros ha'tinok. So we said, you're not sure, the vav, it's a little small, it might be a yod. If it's a little long, it might be, possibly, perhaps, a nun sofit. Or let's say a zayin, zayin's a little bit long. Nun sofit, a little short. We don't know. Is it a zayin, is it a nun? We show it to a kid. What if the letter is cracked? I mean, there's like a line, erased line going through it. So when the child looks at it, he's going to read the two halves together. But in halacha, we don't read the two halves together because the first half is going to be a zayin. The fact that it's cut means, boom, this is now a zayin instead of a nun sofit. So if you're going to show it to a kid, you have to cover up what's on bottom. From the crack and down, you'd have to cover. צריך לחסוס לו מה שלמטה. וכל שכן מי שרואה שמחלות הוא למטה, זה כולי המבודים, צריך לחסוס שהתינוק יתה לצרף זה לאו. So even if there's something there, it's not the ink, it's not black, it's some roishim. Roishim means that you could tell that there was something here. So therefore it doesn't have this, it doesn't look like the rest of the cloth. It looks like a little bit different, but it's not black, it's not ink, it's not going to count towards the letter. But a child looking at it, he's going to use it to bridge the gap, right? There's a hole now between going through the nun sofit. There's a hole. The hole is not necessarily blank. Could be blank, but even if it's not blank, either way, you have to cover up from the break and down because otherwise he's going to count that into the letter and call it a nun sofit when really right now, halachically, it's a zayin. Okay, that concludes the Aleph through Tav of the Mishnah Sofrim of the Mishnah Berurah. And tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem, we will continue with Simen Lamed Zion back to our regularly scheduled program.